I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pakistan just did something reminiscent of when the Jews were forced to wear yellow stars in Germany. FMI's Bruce Allen explains.
The Pakistani High Court, like our Supreme Court, ruled that everyone must declare their religion on national ID documents and certain job applications. And human rights groups are expecting that this move is a precursor to increased social violence and persecution of minorities like Christians.
Pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ facing persecution in Pakistan. So you know that Christians suffer for Jesus, but how can you help? Well, Chip Ingram, teaching pastor of Living on the Edge, recently met with persecuted pastors. For them, dying for Christ is a reality. With this in mind, they asked for prayer. They need to know that they're not alone.
The Bible's really, really clear. Those of us with time and energy and resources and money and in some cases knowledge and training, it's more than just a moral obligation. It's a mandate from Jesus to help.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And in a Western society, literacy is often assumed, but the beauty of orality methods can get lost, including with how we present the gospel. I mean, orality is basically the reliance on non-written communication, like storytelling. Jerry Wiles with International Orality Network says when it comes to learning biblical truths, orality is important, even for readers.
If people understand the power of the Word of God in stories and in oral form, they're going to be more highly motivated to want to read it in their own language.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable, real-life lessons, along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.